Spiritual astronauts, you have the power. Dynamics now abide in the control tower. God's church in position, she's ready for orders. The Holy Ghost bids us, we at the end. People lost in sin and shame or dying. Once more he cries, who will I send? Oh, it's the countdown, it's the countdown. Thus saith the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for an astronomical takeoff? Oh, 1 through 7, keep pressing on. Ephesus through to Laodicea, the movie's on. Faith through to love, stay with the dive. The channel where demon powers are screaming. They're pressing in the hearts of man and self-will. We have the blood applied, are resisting. This battle at a higher level continues still. Are we spiritual astronauts ceasing afar? Searching for the lost, you shining stars. Oh, it's a countdown, it's the countdown. Thus said the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for an astronomical takeoff? Oh, 1 through 7, keep pressing on. Ephesus through to Laodicea, the movie's on. Faith through to love, stay with the dove. Science looks back to God's achievements to see what God has done in creation, perverting it from its original estate. The natural man, now he's on shaky ground. Are we spiritual as a spiritual man? Always looks forward, onward gazing into God's way. Oh, it's a countdown, it's the countdown. Thus saith the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for an astronomical takeoff? 1 through 7, keep pressing on. Ephesus through to Laodicea, the movie's on. Faith through to love, stay with the dove. Wesley, one of God's great scientists. Luther strove, casting away blindness. Against the church, they were faithful servants. Luther cried, the just shall live by faith. Chemically putting the word of God in its place. Wesley proved by blood we sanctified. Oh, it's a countdown, it's the countdown. Thus saith the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for an astronomical takeoff? Oh, 1 through 7, keep pressing on. Ephesus through to Laodicea, the movie's on. Faith through to love, stay with the dove. All the Wright brothers took man to the end. Pentecost went higher beyond earthly sphere. Now the church can climb higher than ever, beyond creeds, doubts, and all our fears. The spiritual man, how it just looks forward, onward gazing into God's word. Oh, it's a countdown, it's a countdown. Thus saith the Lord, we at the end. Are you ready for an astronomical takeoff? 1 through 7, keep pressing on. Ephesus through to Laodicea, the movie's on. Faith through to love, stay with the dove. Faith through to love, stay with the dove. Amen. Let's sing that song. I enter into the holiest of holies. Amen. Take me past the outer courts. Through that holy place. blazing altar, Lord, I want to see your face. Pass me by the crowds of people and the priests who sing your praise. I hunger and thirst after righteousness, but it's only found in your presence. Lord, take me into the holiest of holies. Take me, Lord. Take me into the blood of the Lamb. Lord, take me into the holiest of holies. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Take the coal this morning, Lord. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. We enter in this morning. We enter in into the temple. Give thanks to the ancient of days, to our name, for his mercies unto us. Give thanks to the ancient of days. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Shout, holy people, how excellent is thy name. Praise his name, for his mercies unto us. Give thanks to the ancient of the. We give you thanks, thanks. Give thanks to the ancient of. No matter what we're going through, Lord, give thanks to the ancient. We give thanks this morning, Lord. Give thanks to the ancient of. The ancient of days. Give thanks to the ancient of. Jesus, we give thanks to you this morning, Lord. Give thanks to the ancient of days. Lord, give thanks to the ancient of days. Oh, I enter the holiest of holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only, Lord. I enter to honor I am. Lord, I worship you. I worship. I worship you, Jesus. I worship you. I worship you. For your name is holy. For your name is holy. For your name is holy, God. For your name is holy. For your name is holy. Holy, holy. Is holy. You are holy, holy God. Lift the weights, hallelujah. Whoa, with the weight of your glory, cover us. Let the life of your river flow. Let the truth of your kingdom reign in us. Let the weight of your glory, the weight of your glory flow. For your name is holy. For your name is holy. Holy, holy. Lord, you are holy God. For your name is holy. holy. You are holy. I enter. I enter the Holy of Holies. I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship you only. Oh, I enter to honor I am. For we worship you, Lord, I worship you.
Let's worship him.
I worship you. I worship you, Lord, I worship you. I worship you. For your name is heard. For your name is heard. For your name is holy God.
Thank you, Lord.
For your name is holy.
There is no other name.
For your name is holy.
Oh, there is no other name.
Lord, you are holy God. For your name is holy. Lord, you are holy.
For your name is holy.
Holy, holy.
Holy,
holy. For your name is holy, 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 holy God.
How many believe this morning we are standing in the holy grounds? The Lord Almighty is here.
Hallelujah.
And he's not here alone.
Amen.
The host of heaven is here tonight.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, we thank you, we bless you.
Thank you, Father.
Before we pray, let's look at the prayer requests we have here. Brother Mike is asking for prayer for his wife, Sister Patience, as she's not feeling well.
Amen.
And they are unable to make it for service. How many believe that we have the healer here? Let us remember them first before we look at the next announcement. Let us all pray. Let's commit our dear sister into the hands of the Lord. And remember the children also.
Hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, we know who you are, the healer. Lord, this morning, a request have come before you, O God. We know that they. Even that woman with the blood issue. When she held the hem of your dress, she was healed. Oh, you went to the house of Peter. And Peter's mother was down with fever. Lord Jesus, you lay hands upon her. And she was healed. Lord Jesus, you are the same Jesus this morning. Father, we claim healing, total healing, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we send that healing. Even as the centurion said, you speak the word, and I know my servant will be well. We have spoken the healing word this morning, and we believe our dear sister, our precious sister, is healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Now you, Satan, take off your dirty hand out of our sister as we claim healing this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. We believe. We believe. We believe that our sister is healed this very hour in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This morning we have some visitors amongst us here. Glory to bless you. We have Brother Aaron. God bless you. It's a friend of Sister Zivile. God bless you for coming. Just give a clap to her. Sister, God bless you for inviting your friend. Then we have Sister Moss. God bless you. It's our dear sister from Botswana, and she's standing here. You are welcome to the house of God. God bless you. Then we have our young sisters. They wanted to thank the Lord for providing a place. They found a place they can now rent together. Oh, hallelujah. Our young sisters, I believe, who are they? Sister Victoria, you are one of them? Good. Sister Nachisa, you are one of them? Oh, God bless you. Who should I mention again? Sister Jubilee, I believe you are a monk. Amen. Their names are not here, but I believe that they are the ones. Praise God. We thank the Lord for granting them a place, because it's always very difficult to get what a place in this Dublin. We thank the Lord for what he has done. Musicians, please, can you just give us this song before we come to the word, the ancient word? The ancient word. How many believe that this morning there is a word for us that has been preserved from the old time? Amen.
Holy words are preserved for our own in this world. It is out with God's own hand. Hold the ancient words in power. Words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us to cope in this world. Wherever we roam, ancient words will guide us all. Ancient words, ever true. Changing me and changing you, we have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words, ever true. Changing me and changing you, we have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Holy words, robe our faith, and head down to the stage. Came to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words, long preserved. For our walk in this world, they resound with God's own heart. Oh, let ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the ancient word.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for the word of grace. We thank you for the words of hope. We thank you for the word of life. Even as the scripture tells us, Oh, this word of life. It came at the old time, not by the will of man. But the Lord Jesus, holy man of you, God, moved by the Holy Spirit. You handed this word of life unto them.
Amen.
To be preserved for this our age,
Hallelujah.
Lord. And Father, we thank you that this morning we are partakers of this word, O God. Amen. We thank you, the Lord, we have the privilege this morning, O God, to receive this preserved word, words of life. So, Father, we want to surrender ourselves, Lord, to you. Our hearts, our thoughts, our minds. The Lord Jesus, let the Holy Spirit of God sweep over us this morning. As we sit at your feet, O God. Lord, let something be said, O God. The Lord Jesus is to be an everlasting, eternal word of God in our lives. Father, bless your word. The words that have been preserved for us. Which has been given, O Lord, to us through your promise, Malachi 4. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your word, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we still remember our sister, knowing that she is healed.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you for our visitors in our midst, Lord. Father, bless them. And same also, Lord, we thank you, God, for providing a place, Lord, for our daughters. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Shall we be standing as we turn to the reading of the word? Let's turn to Revelation 13. Revelation 3. I'm reading from the 19th to the 22nd verse. Let's hear the word of God. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Then for today's our lesson is verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Lord, we thank you, God, that day when you said to us, it is given to understand your word. For us, Lord, it is given for us to perceive. Father, this morning, we thank you that, Lord, you have prepared us, O God, for your word. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? To him that overcometh I will grant to sit with me in my throne, as even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Praise God. I believe everyone of us here, every true believer, all that we are looking for, our final destination is to sit with him in his throne. Praise God. To sit with him in his throne is the ultimate of a true word believer. And so we could see that throughout the church ages, the Lord had a reward for all the overcomers of every age. And just to for us to remind our memory, let's see that in the church of Ephesus, he promised the overcomers I will give to eat of what? The tree of life. Praise the Lord. Which is in the midst of the paradise of God. The tree of life I will give to you. That's for the church of Ephesus. And then the church of Smyrna. He said, he that overcometh shall be what? Shall not be hurt of the second death. Praise God. Then when we go to Pergamos, he said, to him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in that stone a new name written. I've come short of it. There is something that continues. Praise God. And we have gone through all these studies. And then Thyatira, he said, he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end.
I love that.
Keeping my work unto what? Unto the end. To him will I give what? Power over the nations. And then Sardis, he said, to him, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Oh, hallelujah. There is something he said about the church of Sardis also. He said, thou hast what? A few names that have not what? Defiled their garments. Praise God. And they will be clothed in white. And they will walk with me. Because they are what? Worthy. Oh, praise God. That was for Sardis. And then Philadelphia. That him that overcometh will I make a pillar. In the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Overcometh. Look at this pillar. Every day we come and go. We come and go. He's still what? Standing there. Oh, hallelujah. And if you are in a pillar in the house of God, nothing can move you out. Praise the Lord. Nothing can move you out. You become a pillar. Just as this pillar standing here. We have been moving out and in all the time, but he's still standing. That's the way how you stand. An overcomer. Praise God. But when we look at this last age. Oh, praise God. The age that God could not find any commendation, any good commendation. But yet, it carries what? The greatest reward of all. And you could see that all the rewards of what? The overcomers of other ages, they all blend together into this what? Into this reward. Amen. The final and ultimate, to sit with him in his throne. If we will all be able to what? Overcome. We will sit with him in his throne. How many would like to sit with him? Amen. Oh, praise God. You see, to sit with him as what? As the bride. Amen. To sit with him as the bride. That's why this morning we are here. Amen. To get ourselves through the word. Praise God. But in the first place, let's see who is an overcomer. And what is that throne also? Because we need to study all this. Let's look. I look at the for the meaning of throne. He said it signifies a sovereign power. And we know our God is a sovereign God. Amen. He is a sovereign God. Amen. The omnipotent God. The omnipresent. And the omniscient. He is a sovereign God. But let's look at an overcomer. Who is an overcomer? Because you got to know who is an overcomer before we can also take that same line and become overcomers. And when I looked for it, I got two meanings. One is said to defeat someone or something. And then the second I found was that he said to prevail over opposition, an enemy, or temptation. Praise God. And I could see that word, the second meaning, just in line with what the word of God. Someone to prevail. And prevailing is what? You see, the first meaning is just probably you defeat your enemy or defeat some circumstances and that ends. But that is not the meaning of the context here. It's what? To prevail. Because then enemy will never stop. And so to prevail always against what? Against the enemy. To prevail over your enemy, because he will constantly present trials and temptations on your way. So we need to prevail. So an overcomer is someone who will prevail always over the enemy, over trials, over temptations, prevailing over them. Amen. And so we see that an overcomer in the Bible is the one that who endures and prevails constantly over trials and temptations to the end. Because the Bible says, whosoever endures to the end shall be saved. And Jesus himself, according to what we read, Jesus himself had to what? Had to overcome before he went onto the throne. And as Jesus led by his word, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So he has given us the way to go to the throne. He came to show us the way, to lay the way for us to go to the throne. So he came down to do what? To also to overcome. So that he lays that path for us. Lays that way for us. That we will follow. That's why he said, I am the way.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus will continually be the way. So if Jesus himself, to go to the throne or to come to the throne, he had to overcome. Are you sure there will be any other way? There will never be any other way.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
There will never be any other way apart from what Jesus Christ, the way how he went through to the world, to the throne. That's what we need to find and also follow that same way.
Amen.
And then we can also come to the throne. One thing we know is that Jesus Christ never overcame by the gun. No, sir.
Amen.
He never overcame by what? The natural sword.
Amen.
Some people are trying to overcome by suicide bombing. But not Jesus Christ. Praise God. He never overcame with what? Anything that is what? Natural. But he came in the spiritual. Overcame in the spiritual. Praise God. He overcame with what? Only the word.
Amen.
The word. He overcame by the word.
Amen.
That's why the scripture says, heaven and earth shall pass away.
Amen.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will never pass away.
Amen.
The word will never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. And when the world has been destroyed, we shall meet the word.
Amen.
We shall meet the word at the judgment day. Praise God. And now let me read something from the prophet here. Page 360, paragraph 2. He said, now, as Laodicea Church, now what are we to overcome? He said, that is the normal question to ask here. But that is not the actual thought of this verse, for it is not so much what we are to overcome, but how are we to overcome. See? Now, this is logical, for does it matter much what we are to overcome as long as we know how we can overcome? Praise the Lord. What the prophet is saying is that it is not a question of looking for what I must overcome. What must I overcome? But how you can overcome. Amen. So that when you know how to overcome, there is no need, no matter what will come your way, you will be able to what? To overcome.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So we are not looking for what we are going to overcome, but how we can overcome.
Amen.
And when we know how to overcome anything that comes our way, we will be able to overcome because we know how.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That's what the prophet is saying, which is really true.
Amen.
Amen. So the prophet said, Jesus overcame the personal temptations of Satan by the word.
Amen.
And by the word only.
Amen.
He overcame personal what? Temptations.
Amen.
By Satan. From Satan. By what? By the word. And the prophet said that temptation came by three major trials. They came by what? Three major trials. And we are going to look at the major trials because that is the way Satan took him through. Praise the Lord. And he was able to overcome. So that's the way the Satan will always take us through also. So let us now expose Satan. This morning, the prophet said, in each of the three major trials that corresponded exactly to the temptation in the Garden of Eden, he said, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, Jesus overcame by the word.
Amen.
Let's watch these three things. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. The prophet saying that was what Satan took Jesus through these three major trials. Praise God. But the prophet continued to say, Eve fell to the personal temptations of Satan because she failed to apply the word. Jesus applied the word. Eve failed because she never applied the word. And he said Adam fell in direct disobedience to the word. So let's watch this thing. To overcome Satan's trials and temptations, you got to apply the word. Adam fell because of what? Disobedience. So let's watch that word also. Disobedient to the word. That also will bring what? Failure. He said, and right now, let me say that this is the only way to be an overcomer.
Amen.
That's from the prophet. Said, right now, let me say this. That the only way to be an overcomer is by the word.
Amen.
Only the word can make you what? An overcomer. He said Adam and Eve fell because they left the word.
Amen.
Take notice of that. They fell because they left the word. And he said the three major trials. Let's look at them. Let's read something from Genesis 6. And let's look at, he said, it corresponds to what? The trial in the Garden of Eden. So let's read something from Genesis 3. 1 to 6. He said it corresponds to the tests and trials in the Garden of Eden. Genesis 3, reading from the first verse. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and the tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her. And he did what? Eat. Amen. So this is what the prophet is referring to. That the trial of the Lord Jesus Christ in the wilderness corresponds to this. And we are going to look into it and see how it is, so that we can what? Expose the devil here this morning. Praise the Lord. And so let's turn to 1 John also. 1 John 2, 16 and 17. You can take it off, Paul. 1 John 2, 16 and 17. It is more or less a teaching service. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Yeah. Amen. So now let's look at the trials now by turning to Matthew 4. Let's look at the trial of Jesus Christ and compare it to what? What we have read from Genesis. Matthew 4, 1 to 11. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterwards anhungered. Let me stop there. He was afterwards what? Anhungered. My brother, my sister, the devil always looks for what? Weak points. Soft points. And so when he saw that Jesus was hungered, he saw what? A soft spot. He saw what? A weak spot. Praise God. And so he wanted to what? Use that soft spot to divert the attention, the ministry of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Having what? Fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Then someone comes and tell you, you are the son of, if you say you are the son of God, then turn these stones to what? To bread. Natural bread. Oh my. Jesus had done this fasting. For what? For a purpose of life. Amen. To give life. Amen. Not to turn stones to what? To bread. Natural bread. And the devil was using that. He was what? Trying to let his focus narrowed to something else. Because he knew that Jesus' ministry is to what? Is to save.
Amen.
Jesus' ministry is to what? To save life. And he wanted to divert that ministry into something else. Praise God. So he saw that soft point. He saw that weakness there, that he's hungered. And so if I'm able to entice him, oh, he will turn the stones to bread and eat that bread. Praise the Lord. Oh, that would have really brought what? We don't need natural bread.
Amen.
Praise God. It's not natural bread we are looking for. Praise God. And so one point is this, that always Satan is looking for what? Soft spots, weak points in our lives. Let's watch it, my brother, my sister, in your heart, in your thoughts, in your mind. Anytime you turn to something else apart from the word, the devil comes in there to use it. So let's look at it closely. When he sees any soft spot, he sees that your mind, your attention has turned to something else. He comes in there to fan it for you. So that you what? You take that life, whatever you are thinking of. So my brother, my sister, as much as possible, let always our heart, our mind be focused on the word.
Amen.
What the word tells us, let's focus on that. But anything out of the word, Satan will come and begin to see any soft spot. And so the same thing, now let's go to the Garden of Eden. It's the same thing he approached Eve also. He said, had God said that ye shall not eat of the trees of the Garden of Eden? You see, drawing Eve's attention to what? To something that is good for food. And so when Eve looked at it, what did she say? The tree was good for food. See? Satan tried to what? Focus the attention of what? Eve. To what? To what? To food. And when Eve looked at it, she saw that it was what? Good for food. But when Jesus was tried, he knew that it was not good for him to take that food.
Amen.
And so every man, let's read a scripture from James 1, 14 and 15. James 1, 14 and 15. Satan will always attack your soft spot. But he will attack your soft spot when you yourself have been drawn away.
Amen.
He said, but every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. You see, when you are drawn away, but you see, you yourself draws yourself away, then you are tempted. Praise God. 15, and when lust hath been conceived, it bringeth forth what? Sin. And sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth what? Death. Praise the Lord. And so, let us not be drawn away. So when Jesus, the Satan, what was the reply he gave to Satan? He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of what? The mouth of God. He wanted him to take the natural bread. Praise God. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So the question is, when you are drawn away, then Satan is there to what? To tempt you. Meanwhile, let's ask ourselves, if What was she looking for under that tree? You are with your husband, Adam. But because she was drawn away in her mind, maybe one day they passed by the tree and Adam was reminding her, you see that tree? God says we should never touch it. Do you see it? We shouldn't touch it. The day we touch it, we will what? We will die. Then reasoning comes. Why? That's Satan. Why? So this woman, as Adam was not looking, she sneaked and went to the tree because she went alone. Praise God. And Satan met her there. See? She was drawn away from believing the word of God. So if we are drawn away, my brother, my sister, Satan is there waiting to entice you. Let us not be drawn away. There are places you don't need to go. As a believer, there are places you don't need to go. If you go there, you meet him there. My young ones, as you are growing, take notice of this. Eve sneaked and went to a place alone. And there Satan met her. So let us watch. There are places you don't need to go because Satan is there. Satan will meet you there and will make you to what? Commit something that is contrary to what? To the word. Praise God. We are exposing Satan this morning.
Amen.
We are exposing Amen. Satan this morning.
Amen.
There are places, don't go.
Amen.
Don't be drawn away. Stay by the word.
Amen.
Amen. Jesus stayed by the way, by the word. If you are drawn away, he will meet you there. There is a hotel in Ghana, they call it Meet Me There. And you know, what is going on there is always very, very bad. See? Drawn away, you go, meet me there, he will meet you there. So let's watch it. My brothers, my sisters, there are places don't go. Jesus, our way. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Let's look at the second temptation. Verse 5. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him in a pinnacle of the temple. Are you with me, Paul? And saith unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down. For, you see, now Satan said, he also caught. So he also quoted. It is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall what? Bear thee up, lest any time thou shalt what? Thy foot against, thou shalt dash thy foot against a stone. See? He said, cast yourself down. That is what? The pride of life. See? He said, you are a son of God. You see, it's already written that when you do that, all angels will be there, what? To hold you up. The pride of life. What was Satan trying to do? He knows that Jesus has a spirit of what? Humility. A spirit of what? The Lamb. Praise God. But here, he wanted Jesus to put on what? The spirit of pride. Praise God. That was his intent. To what? To put on the spirit of pride. Because Satan himself, his own ministers, the Pharisees, they were what? Full of pride.
Amen. That's right.
Praise God.
Amen.
They will see them. We have Abraham as our father. We were not born in sin. Praise God. Always boasting. Pride. And so, and we know that this Pharisee, Jesus said, You are like your father,
Amen.
The devil.
Amen.
So the Pharisees, they are what? Satan's ministers. And he wanted Jesus to take that same spirit of what? Pride upon him. So that he also go with his ministry. Ah, do you know me? I am the Son of God. Praise the Lord. He will be saying, you know me? I'm the Son of God. I'm come from God. There's a kind of spirit. Satan had what? Divert Jesus to what? To also take pride. Amen. But never. My brother, if it has worked, but it will never work. If Jesus had taken that spirit of pride, he would never have gone to what? Gone to the cross.
Amen.
And all of us would have been dead.
Amen.
Amen. If he had taken that spirit of pride, he wouldn't have gone to the cross. But he took still a reward, that spirit of humility. He humbled himself. He came to be like one of us. So that he can play the role of a kinsman redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. Play the role of what? A kinsman redeemer. Humbled himself. That's why the scripture says in a Philippians. Let's take to Philippians. Philippians 2. I believe that's the scripture. Philippians 2. Give me verse, go down verse 6, I think so. Verse 6. Yeah. He said, who being in the form of God, see, he was in the form of God, then he should have come and said, look, I am God. I am the Son of God. But he said he did what? And it wasn't robbery for him actually to equal himself with God because he was God. Give me the 7th verse. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. And was made in the likeness of what? Of men. See. To play the role of a kinsman redeemer. Give me verse 8 also. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself. And became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So if Jesus had taken the spirit of pride, he wouldn't have gone to the cross. And my brother, you and I would have what? Would have got lost.
Amen.
And so, the same thing Satan also presented to what? Eve. Amen. What did Satan say? He said, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods. Amen. Ye shall be as gods, and knowing good and evil. Praise the Lord. And when the woman heard this, oh my, I'm going to be like God. I am going to be like God. See? The pride caught her up. You see the two? Jesus saw that this is the spirit of pride. I am not going to take it. But Eve saw the spirit of pride and found that it was what? Good for her. She what? She left the world. And Jesus said, thou should not what? Tempt the Lord thy God. Amen. Let's look at the third temptation. Verse 8, the same Matthew 4, verse 8. Again, the devil taketh up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, all these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. See? What is that? The lust of the eyes. The lust of what? The eyes. Looking at the beauty. Looking at what? Las Vegas in the night. Los Angeles in the night. Chicago. All these places. Satan said, it's yours. Just bow a little. I give it to you. Praise the Lord. See? My brother, my sister, this eye, the lust of the eye. But it wasn't what? Jesus. Praise God. But the same thing also was presented to what? Was presented to Eve. Said, Eve, look, look, look. And when Eve looked, what did she see? She said, it was pleasant to the eyes. See? Pleasant to the eyes. So you see, the same as the prophet is saying that the trial of what? Jesus Christ does correspond to what? The trial that was what? In the Garden of Eden. Said it was pleasant to the eyes. My sister, my brother, this eye have been, it looks at many things. Oh, always place the word first. Amen. Let the word come in and you will focus your attention. If it is for you to turn away your eyes, you turn away your eyes. Praise God. Let us not look in the carnal way. Let's look at everything in the spiritual way. So, the woman, he was what? Drawn away. So my brother, my sister, it is all the question of let us watch that we are not drawn away from what? The word of God. Then the prophet said here, he said, now, notice again how Jesus overcame the world system of religion. So in the first place, it was what? A personal what? Temptation. Jesus had to go through what? Personal temptation of what? Of Satan. And it is there for all of us. Amen. The lust of the flesh. The pride of life. And the lust of the eye. Amen. Amen. These three things, Satan is still using to what? To bring down. Amen. Even the one who says he is what? He is a believer. If you are not strong, these three things, watch it. The lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and the lust of the eyes. These are the three things Satan uses every day in our lives. And Jesus overcame and have laid what? The way for us. That in all this, we need to bring what? The word. Amen. Bring in the word. When your eyes look at it, ask yourself quickly, is it good for me to look at it? If you don't know, just turn away your eyes. Turn away your eyes completely. If you don't know to look at it or not to look at it, turn away. That is better than to look. Maybe it will be what? The wrong way. Praise God. So he said, notice. And then, after that, Satan never left what? Jesus alone. Now the prophet saying, notice again how Jesus overcame the world system of religion. Amen. That's another way, another thing that Jesus was able to what? To overcome. He said, when he was repeatedly badgered by the theologians of his day, he constantly applied the word. Amen. I love it. Amen. Amen. Repeatedly, he was what? Badgered by what? The theologians of his day. And constantly, he applied what? The word. Amen. Oh, my brother, my sister, Satan will repeatedly come your way, but you must constantly apply the word. Amen. Repeatedly, he will come. Constantly apply. Repeatedly will come. Constantly apply. Amen. And he said he spoke only what the Father gave him to speak. There was not a time when the world was not utterly confused by his wisdom, for it was the wisdom of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you have the word, you have the wisdom of God. The word, you have the wisdom of God. And he said they always come to him, tempting him. But he always what? Applied the word. Repeatedly they came. But he constantly applied the word. Let us look at one or two from the Pharisees, from the Herodians, from the scribes, and from the Sadducees. They always trying to find what? A fault with him. But because he always abide by the word, he was able to overcome. Amen. Praise the Lord. That is the way how we got to be. Amen. My brother, my sister, the word. When you come, you hear the word, put it in your heart. Amen. Whatever you hear, put it in your heart. Amen. Praise God. It's your wisdom. Amen. It's the wisdom of God that you are what? Precept upon precept. Amen. Here a little, there a little. Making you what? Oh, a perfect man. Amen. Perfect woman. Amen. Divine nature of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let's look at Matthew 19, 3 to 9. I said it's a teaching service. Praise the Lord. Amen. Matthew 19. You are talking about the Pharisees now. He overcame what? The religious people of his day. We got to also overcome. Praise the Lord. We got to overcome what? Every word that is not what? That is not the right word. We got to overcome every lust, everything that is contrary to the word of God. He said, and the Pharisees also came unto him. 19, 3 to 9. Matthew. And the Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him and saying unto him, is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause? Hallelujah. See? They come tempting him. That's what the word is saying. The Pharisees. So Jesus, when Satan has what? Tempted him in the wilderness, he never left him alone. Satan will never leave you alone. Constantly, he is on your, repeatedly, he is on your heels. And constantly answer him by the word. And he answered and said unto them, have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them what? Male and female. Praise the Lord. And then he said, and for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and shall cleave to his wife. And they twain shall be what? Shall be one flesh. See? Wherefore are they no more twain but one flesh? What therefore God hath joined together, let not man put asunder. Then they said unto him, why did Moses then commanded to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away? And he saith unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. And I say unto you, whosoever put away his wife, except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her which is put away, doeth commit what? Adultery. Wisdom. Amen. The Pharisees couldn't have any answer. They went away. Let's look at Matthew 22, 15 to 40. Now, the Pharisees and the Herodians. The Pharisees and the Herodians. These two people, they never agreed. They never agreed. The Pharisees and the Herodians never agreed. But because they want to what? Put sin up. They want to put Jesus in a a very difficult position, the two of them came together. Praise God. They wanted to what? Tempt Jesus. So the two never agreed, but they came together. The Pharisees and the Herodians. So what do we call it? Association of what? Convenience. Association of convenience. When you and somebody, you are not on good terms, but because you have one common enemy, the two of you come together and what? Fight that man. Praise the Lord. Association of what? Convenience. That was exactly what they did, the Pharisees and the Herodians. As Matthew 22:15-40. So then went the Pharisees and took counsel how they might what? Entangle him in the talk. And they sent out unto him their disciples and the Herodians. See? Saying, Master, we know that thou art true and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any man, for thou regardest not a person of men. Tell us therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, why tempt ye me, ye hypocrites? Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny. And he saith unto them, whose is this image and superscription? And they said unto him, Caesar's. Then saith he unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. Wisdom. Amen. And then what? The next is that when they had heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way. Praise God. Amen. Jesus doing what? Overcoming. Because he knows the word. That is why, my brother, we must also, whatever we read from the message, from the Bible, whatever we hear from the pulpit, keep them. Amen. It's your wisdom. Amen. It's your wisdom. Amen. To fight the enemy, to prevail when he comes. Amen. Now let's look at what? Another one here. Now we see the Pharisees, and then Pharisees, Herodians. Now let's come to what? The Sadducees. Sadducees also came asking about the resurrection. Jesus answered them. Later you can go and read that also. And in the end, they said, and the multitude heard this, and they were astonished at his doctrine. He was able to do what? Overcome. And then the scribe also came. They also came tempting him. And let's read that one. Mark 12:28-31. Let's read this last one. Mark 12:28-31. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? I'm intentionally reading this because we need it. Amen. For the Sadducees question that there is no resurrection. Praise God. Jesus answered them. Amen. He said, and Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God. Amen. And thou shalt not love the Lord thy God, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. Praise God. Let us what? Love the Lord our God with what? All our heart. And with all our soul. And with all our mind. And with all our strength. This is what? The first commandment. Watch it. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is your first commandment. Take it. Take it this morning. Your mind, your soul, your strength is your first commandment. Then the second is like this, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He said, there is none other commandment greater than this. Let's love one another, brother. Amen. Let's love one another. And he said, and the scribe said unto him, even the scribe said unto him, well, master, thou hast said the truth. See? Thou hast said the truth. For there is one God, and there is none other but he.
Amen.
Amen. He was able to overcome. Now, my brother, now let's come to the overcomers. You may say that, oh, but the thing is Jesus. He will surely overcome every trial. But brother, my sister, the Bible tells us, men like you and me, they were able to overcome. And so we are able also to overcome. We know of Daniel, he overcame. When he was taken to captivity, the Bible says he never defiled himself. That's what? An overcomer. Not defile yourself. It takes what? A whole lot of everything. Not defiling yourself. We know of Joseph. He overcame fornication. Praise God. It was presented to him. And he overcame it. Praise the Lord. He overcame what? Taking vengeance upon his brothers. We know of Abraham. He overcame doubts. These are all the things that the devil present to us. Abraham, do you know how many trials he went through? Devil trying to tell him, are you sure at your age that you have a child? Said the Lord has spoken.
Amen.
And the Bible says he believed God till it was counted unto him for righteousness.
Amen.
Believe in God. Something impossible. But he still held on. And do you know these 25 years? How many times the devil has what? Peppered him to bring doubts upon what? The promise of God. But he held on to it. And it became what? Possible for him. Something that was not possible became possible for him. And now I want us to talk about Job, whom we have been talking about. Job, my brother, my sister. The prophet says it's a type of what? Christ.
Amen.
Job went through trials and he never knew that God and Satan are on a challenge. Satan went challenging God. He said, it's because you have placed a wedge around Job. And you have blessed him, his house, and everything. That's why Job is what? Worshipping you. But I tell you, take away all that he has. And he will curse you on the face. But what? God knew who Job was.
Amen.
Amen. God knew who Job was. Let's look at this. God allowed Satan to go and do what? To go and tempt Job. And we all know he took away all that Job had. And in the end, he killed all his children. And then Satan started going from the north to the south. Eastern words, waiting for what? Waiting for Job to curse God. He was going north to south. That's what the Bible says. Up and down on the earth, waiting. He was very sure that Job would definitely one of these days curse God. Because he has taken everything that Job had. But Job never cursed God. The Bible says, when he was told that the children had been what? Killed. He said, Job rose up, rent his clothes, shaved his head, and he went down and worshipped.
Amen.
Overcomer.
Amen.
Put yourself in the shoes of Job.
Amen.
All that you have been taken away. Your children, they are all taken away. You are left with only your wife. And we don't know how long it took. Let's turn to Job 2. Because Satan was going up and down, waiting, expecting that Job will do what? Job will curse God. But it never happened.
Amen.
Amen. It never happened. And so, he went back to God. He went back to God. Let's turn to Job chapter 2. Let's start from verse 2. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? Meanwhile, he has taken everything. From what? Job. From whence comest thou? And Satan answered to the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and eschewed evil? And still he holdeth fast his integrity. Now listen to this portion closely. Amen. He said, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. My brother, my sister, listen. If God has not allowed it, Satan can never what?
Amen.
Satan can never try you.
Amen.
Amen. The trials that are coming your way, God has allowed it.
Amen.
If only, listen closely, if only you know yourself that you have not what? Created or raised any hindrance between you and your God. Then every trial you go through,
Amen.
God has allowed it.
Amen.
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 God has allowed it.
Amen.
Because if God has not allowed it, Satan can never Amen. Touch you.
Amen.
So your trials,
Amen.
Your temptations, everything. If you know that between you and your God, there is nothing. Then your trials,
Amen.
God has allowed it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So just worship him as Job. Worship to him.
Amen.
That's what he's saying. He said, now you have moved me to be against him and to destroy him without cause. So you know what happens? Job, Satan will call for it. I want all his cattle to be destroyed. God will allow it.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I want all his sheep to be destroyed. God will allow it. I want his sons to be killed. God will allow it.
Amen.
That's what he's saying here.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Satan can never could have touched what Job
Amen.
Is God that was allowing it
Amen.
To happen.
Amen.
But meanwhile, then Satan said, if you like, allow me to go and touch his skin and he will curse you. See, the first trial failed.
Amen.
Job believed God. Let's believe God like Job. That in our loss, as long as we know that we are right with God, all our losses, God has allowed it. And it's for a purpose. And the purpose at the end of it, it will be what? Exceedingly greater. Exceedingly greater than as it was before. So God allowed him again. Go and touch his skin, but don't take his life. Oh my, God really trusted in Job.
Amen.
God trusted in Job. And let's listen to what the prophet is saying here. He said, now watch. That man that had went through trials. See, he has gone through the first trials. That man who had been purged. God not dealing with a sinner now.
Amen.
I'm reading from, for him will I accept. Preach in Hammond. In 1952. God was not dealing with what? A sinner now.
Amen.
He was dealing with what? A saint.
Amen.
A man that has been purged by God.
Amen.
And God was doing what? Proving to Satan
Amen.
That there are mortals who will serve him in the face of conflict.
Amen.
Let us be one of them.
Amen.
Satan was, God was proving to Satan that there are mortals on earth here. That will continually, constantly serve him, even in the face of conflict. Amen. Let us be one of them. Amen. In the face of conflict, my brother, my sister, let's look at Job. God has allowed it. Amen. Because there is nothing between you and God. Amen. Amen. Hmm. And then he went and said, God was not dealing with a sinner. Praise God. He was dealing with what? A saint. And he that overcometh, I will grant to sit with me in my throne. See, he said, a real, true, born again child of God stands firm. A real, true, born again child of God stands firm. We are, I love this. We are sowed with the incorruptible seed of God, and it cannot perish. Amen. We are sown with what? The incorruptible seed of God, and it can never perish. That's what we are. In the face of conflict, what did Job do? He worshipped God. Amen. He never charged God foolishly. Amen. And he said something. He said, naked I came. Amen. And naked, I will go back. Amen. My brother, the prophet said, listen, naked physically, we came into the world. But naked spiritually, we will not go. We will not leave it. He said, now, we are going to take something with us. Amen. As we are coming to a close. What that something is, we are going to take our character. Amen. Praise God. To the throne, we need to take something along to the throne because he took something there. So the prophet says, so then, what will we take with us? We will take our character. Brother, that is what we will take with us. And now, what kind of character will you take with you? Will it be his character molded by the suffering in the fiery furnace of affliction? Or this softness of what? This characterless Laodicea. Which one are you going to take to meet the Lord? We will take our character. Amen. Let us mold our character in Christ and that Christ-like way. Amen. The way how he went through that fiery furnace and came out with what? That Christ-like character. That is what we got to take also. To be with him on the throne. The prophet said, now then, there will not be one person who will sit in the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ unless he has been living that word. Amen. You will never sit with him unless you are living what? That word. He said, your prayers, your fasting, amen, your repentance, amen, no matter what you present, none of that will gain you the privilege of sitting in that throne. It will be granted only to the word bride. Amen. Amen. The word. Only. The throne of the king shared with what? The queen. She is united with him. They who are of the word, even he is of the word, will share with the throne. Adam and Eve fell because they left the word. Praise God. In Laodicea, there was a blackout. But my brother, look at what the reward, if we are able to overcome. Amen. To sit with him on the throne. And now he stands outside. Give it to me, Paul. He stands outside knocking. He stands outside, knocking at the door of the church. Amen. Now when you look at this picture, there is no latch outside for him to what? Hold the latch and open in. Amen. But you are inside. Amen. The latch is in inside. Amen. You got to open for him.
Amen.
To enter. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he's knocking. He said, the prophet said, he stands outside, calling to his own,
Amen.
Who follow him by obedience to the word.
Amen.
Praise God. Then the prophet said something here, which I want to draw your attention. He said, after a short and powerful demonstration of the Spirit.
Amen.
What is that? He said, after a short and powerful demonstration of the Spirit, this little hunted, persecuted group will go to be with Jesus.
Amen.
After a short and powerful demonstration of the Spirit.
Amen.
That's the ministry of Malachi 4.
Amen.
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 The ministry of Malachi 4. After a short and a powerful demonstration of the Spirit. That's the message of the hour.
Amen.
We will go to meet him.
Amen.
Brethren, he's knocking at it. There is no latch for him to open to. He cannot go in. It is we that will open for him.
Amen.
To come in.
Amen.
Brethren, this morning, he said again, in his own as Jesus Christ. He said, Christ-like character would come true.
Amen.
Believing and obedience to the word.
Amen.
In his own personal life, he contended with himself. Contending with himself, he overcame by obedience to the word of God. Obedience to the word of God.
Amen.
And he said in Hebrews 5, 8 to 9, though he were a son, yet learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
Amen.
And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all of them that obey him.
Amen.
Are we going to obey him? Obey every word. Praise God.
Amen.
He's knocking. He's now standing outside the church in Laodicea. But praise be to God.
Amen.
This short and powerful demonstration of the Spirit, Malachi 4, we have opened the door.
Amen.
For him to come in. And he's feeding us. And he's telling us that this is the way I pass through. To the throne. Pass that same way and come over and sit with me in my throne. The way that he went. The lust. He overcame the lust of what? The flesh. The lust of the eye. The pride of life. And he overcame all wrong teachings. Praise God. He overcame all wrong teachings. And so when you come here and the word is given to you, the message is given to you,
Amen.
That is the truth. When you reject it, it is just like what? Adam and Eve. They rejected the word. It is only by the word that we can overcome. The prophet has said, there is no other way
Amen.
Except by the word that we can what? Overcome. Our enemy. Are we going to be obedient to him?
Amen.
Musicians, as we are waiting for you, obedience to his word.
Amen.
To be on the throne with him.
Amen.
As a bride, it has to be overcomers. Only overcomers, overcoming personal temptation. Overcoming them. Any weakness, the devil sees it and he applies it against you. When you are drawn away from what? The word. Eve was drawn away from the husband and Satan met here. My brother, let's stay by the word.
Amen.
Let's stay where the word is.
Amen.
Let's stay where there is a covering. The covering being what? The word of God.
Amen.
When we hear the word, let's say amen to it.
Amen.
Let us never ever reason why. Why? Praise God. My brother, what air are you breathing? We need to breathe what? Obedience to the word. This is the word. This is
497.
This is the word I breathe.
497.
Only trust him.
Okay. 497.
Come every soul by sin oppressed. There's mercy in the Lord, and He will surely give the rest by trusting in His word. Only trust Him. Only trust him now. He will save you. He will save you. He will save you now. Jesus shed His precious blood, rich blessings to bestow. Plunge now into that crimson flood that washes white as snow. Only trust Him now. Trust Him now. He will save you. He will save you. Now, yes, Jesus is the true way that leads you to rest. Believe in my way. Only trust Him now. Oh, He will save you. We'll save you now. Come in and join this holy band, and on to glory go. To dwell in that celestial land where joys immortal flow. Only trust Him now. He will save you. He will save you now.
scripture that we read, he said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that hath an ear.
Amen.
It's a strong word. Strong word. Let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. The prophet said, this is the last warning. This is the last warning. There will not be another.
Hallelujah.
The throne room has been set up. The throne room has been set up. This is our last warning. There wouldn't be any church age. This is the last church age. Brethren, he that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne.
Hallelujah.
And I believe that's what all of us, our ultimate desire. We are in this flesh. Many a time we are weak, and the devil sees our weaknesses and try to play upon our weakness. But the Bible again also tells you, put away anything that besets you, easily besets you. Put them away. The devil will never have any chance in any way to tempt you. Just bow down your heads and ask the Lord, Lord, I plead for your mercy. I am weak. If you are weak, be sincere and confess.
Hallelujah.
Confess your weakness to him, because that is what the devil is going to use against you. Where you are weak, your soft spot, just confess to him that, Lord, this is the thing that always besets me. I need your strength to support me, to take over. This weakness, I don't need it anymore. Lord, Jesus himself, Satan looked for a soft spot. And who are we? Confess, just tell the Lord, Lord, here I always fail. Help me to apply the word to it. This is where I always fail, Lord. It has always beset me. But Lord, today, having heard your word, having provided a way for me, I never want to go back, Lord. I want to take the way that, Lord, you have provided.
Amen.
Lord, this is my weakness. This is my soft spot. I surrender to you today. I don't want to be like a dog to go back to my vomits. I completely and totally, Lord, surrender to you, O God. That you help me, Lord, to overcome. Help me to overcome. Because, Lord, I want to be seated together with you on that throne. I want to be your bride. Lord, as your word says, You always direct the foot of the righteous man. Lord, always direct my footsteps. Never allow me to go to places that our Lord will be. The devil will use to try me. Keep my focus, Lord, away from sin. Guide my footsteps, Lord. Never allow me to step at those places where the devil will meet me. Let me always choose the path of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Let me stay true. Let me stay true. Let me stay true. Let me stay true, Lord. Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true, keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. There's a race that must run, there are victories to be won. Give me power every hour to be true. Oh, there's a race that must run. There are victories to be won. Give me power every hour to overcome. Keep me true. Lord Jesus, keep me true. Keep me true. Lord Jesus, keep me true. Oh, there's a race that must run. There are victories to be won. Give me power every hour to be true. Oh, there's a race that must run. There are victories to be won. Give me power every hour.
Keep me true. Keep me true. Keep me true. Lord Jesus, keep me true. Keep me true.
Lord Jesus,
keep me true.
Oh, there's a race that must run. There are victories to be won. Give me power every hour to
be true.
Oh, there's a race that must run. There are victories to be won. Give me power every hour.
Keep me true. Oh, keep me true.
Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true.
Keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true.
There's a race that must run, there are victories to be won. Give me power every hour. There's a race that must run. There are victories to be won. Give me power every hour.
Keep me true.
Let's sing it once again.
Oh, keep me true. Keep me true. Lord Jesus, keep me true. Keep me true.
Lord Jesus,
keep me true.
There's a race that I must run.
victories to be won. Give me power every hour. Keep me true. There's a race. There's a race that must run. There are victories to be won. Give me power every hour.
Let's sing it once again, keep the last time.
Keep me true, keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true, keep me true, Lord Jesus, keep me true. There's a race that I must run, there are victories to be won. Give me power every hour, keep me true. There's a race, oh, there's a race that I must run. There are victories to be won. Give me power every hour. Give me
and there's no victory without your war, Father. And we know that the enemy in this last age has waged war against thy people in every corner. But our trust is not in our own ability, but in thy ability, Father. 2,000 years ago, you have won the war for us, and we trust and stand on that victory, Father. Father, help us as we go through different tribulation, trial, and many things in this life, Father, in our own we can't overcome. But the word says the battle is not ours, but it's thy battle, Father. And they say, keep calm, then I will fight for thee, Father. That's why we keep calm, Father, resisting the enemy and everything that is doing, Father, in different way, Father. And we trust that you, the one that is in us, you are more the one that is in the world, Father. And you say, it's a little flock, do not fear, because I am with thee, Father. Through thy word, Father, we can see, Father, that anything that happened in this life, it happened with a purpose, Father. And you have to allow it for it to happen, Father. Father, we see the life of Job, many things that he has true, Father, because you allow it that this thing should happen. And thy scripture says, everything work together for those that love the Lord, Father. At the end of everything, we'll give glory and honor unto thee, Father. What we ask you in all this trial, Father, we never miss, oh Father, the attitude to thy word, that we shall always be right with thy word, Father. And different things that we go through, Father, your word was shown clearly, Father. These things, Father, as long as we live in this body, those temptations are there, Father. But we ask you, Father, that never lead us unto temptation. And let us be able, Father, through the prayer, through thy word, Father, oh, Father, overcome the devil, Father. Because he has a different offer that he's going to offer to us. As the brethren chose, Father, he come always at the right time, and he will target our weak point, Father. We have a different weak point, Father, and we cover them with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That you shall give us strength, Father, at the end of this place, Father. Then when we be able to meet with thee, Father, we, each of us will have a testimony that it was Hallelujah. Because of thy grace that we made it, Father. Nobody can puff off by himself and says that me, I was a great man, I was a great woman, Father, but it's thy grace alone, Father.
Hallelujah.
Father, we rely on that grace, and we ask you that you shall renew virtue to thy servant, Father, that has laid himself aside and to seek thy face Amen. And to send between thee and the man, Father, and to deliver thy word that something good will be done, Father, because we didn't come here, Father, to see one another. We come to hear from thee, and we have heard from thee, Father. Let those words that was spoken, Father, bring a permanent change inside of our life, Father. Amen. Then when we leave this place, something will be changed, Father. Amen. Then we go out of this place, we say that it was good to be in the house of the Lord, Father. We ask you, you know the desire of each of us heart, Father. It's a closer and a deeper walk with thee, Father. We desire to walk with thee. Despite everything that happened, Father, our desire is to keep always walking with thee, Father. And this age that we are living in, there's so much things against us, against our family, against our children, Father, that so many Hallelujah. Things, the law of this land, Father, that's never been in the favor of thy children, Father. But we trust thee because you say that you are in this world, but you are not of this world, Father. And we want thy kingdom to govern our life, thy word to shape us, thy word to lead us, and to conduct us in everything that we are doing, Father. Restore virtue to thy servant, Father. And bless our pastor as in the journey in Israel, Father. Bless the congregation there. Bless the word that you have put inside of his word, that when he gonna speak there, he shall bless thy people, Father. Your word come to edify and to build, Father. And we hope this morning that each of us has received a portion that will build us, Father, to perfection, Father, that will bring us where you want us to be, Father. If there's any need, any unspoken request here, Father, we commend to them at thy presence that you shall answer. We know that your name is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals all our diseases, Father. And we commend our sister Patient at thy hand, that you shall do something special for her life, Father. And anybody here, Father, that could be sick this moment, Father, and we know that in thy presence, Father, there's a solution. Oh, Father, there's answering of all requests, Father. And there's nobody that meet with thee, Father, and never change it, Father. And we believe that thy presence will be able to change, Father, the condition of our heart physically and spiritually, Father. We ask you, Father, that it should never be the same people that we come in this place, because each time we come, we want to receive something from thee, Father. Bless us all, Father, as we depart from this place. The enemy, oh Father, has many bad plans toward us, but we bind all the spirit of accident, anything that can come to our way, and we cast them to the dry ground, Father, that next meeting when we meet here, we will bring testimony and glory unto thee, Father, because you are worthy of it. Not by multiplying word that you're going to answer to my prayer, Father, but looking at the heart of each of us here, Father, putting my faith together with the faith of thy congregation, Father. We ask you that your will shall be done in this place, that your will shall be done in our life, Father. Bless us, Father. Bless this congregation. Let all your Holy Spirit shall lead us and take control of everything. Anything doesn't confess your name in this place, we cast it, Father, and we want to see you manifest yourself in a powerful way, Father, because you have sent us the word of revelation. That word has the power to transform the life of the people, Father. And we surrender ourselves before that word, that you shall transform our life, Father. That inside, Father, shall reflect the light of thy gospel, Father. That we shall be able, wherever we walk, Father, what we speak, oh Father, let it be according to thy word, Father. There's nothing come from our mouth that will not edify, Father. Let our mouth speak things that will build up, Father. Things Amen. That will bring, Father, consolation. Things that will bring, Father, oh Father, joy in the hearts of the afflicted, Father. We thank you for all, and we commit all at thy hands. In the Hallelujah. Wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Amen.
Amen. God is bless you, brother.
Amen.
Amen. Just one chorus and let's just sing one chorus and let's our time is up now. God is bless you for coming. And let's remember, the prophet said this is the last warning.
Amen.
Redeciding survey root the water.
Just greet someone.
Deciding survey. Root the water. Resting. My kinsman redeemer. He's a Lord of the found this, oh, as the Lord of the harvest. Oh, he's the Lord of the harvest.
Father, your daughter.
entreat me not to leave me, to return from following me. Where thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people. Thy God, my God. Where thou diest, I will die. There will I be buried. Lord, do so to me and more also. Devoted by thee and me. Devoted by thee and me. Ruth deciding who saved me. Ruth rewarded the resting. Ruth deciding who saved me. Ruth rewarded the resting. My king's one redeemer. He's the Lord of the harvest. Can find grace, you found rest. There is a Lord of the harvest. There is a Lord of the harvest.